my new spot. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
I believe...
I'm worried, bro.
I have an allergy to the goat.
You came in here saying the goat smelled. How can the goat smell?
I don't know. I was petting the goat.
It's the goat.
I was trying to nuzzle the goat, you know, like you do a dog. And yeah. Oh, my God. I honestly think I'm going to have a problem here. All right. Our own Kevin Powell is in San Francisco at AT&T Park where the Cubs lead the hated, dreaded, feared San Francisco Giants 2-0 right now in the NLDS. Not AL.
NLDS.
NLDS. It's the wrong league. You know, lifelong Cubs fan, think I'd be able to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the NLDS. And, you know, Friday night, that was a nail biter. But Saturday, a bit of, you know, some breathing room in that game. Very, very fun.
Exciting games.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about any injuries, though? Because we had a couple guys get hurt.
Kyle Hendricks, the bruised arm right now, it's all sort of Joe Maddon says. He seems to be okay. After the game, Hendricks said he felt okay. It doesn't seem to be anything major. But,
X-rays were negative.
Correct. X-rays were negative. So Saturday, an interesting game. Hendricks drove in a couple. Then Travis Wood had the homer. And then we had
How much fun was that, by the way? They bring in the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What a moment.
And then he hits his own home run. That was
like, what?
That, by the way, is kind of a bit of a Cubs tradition. You had Kerry Wood do it. Mm-hmm. You also had Rick Sutcliffe do it in game one in 84.
Yeah, and Travis Wood became just the second relief pitcher ever to hit a home run in the postseason. Right. First time in almost 100 years or something like
That's
that.
Crazy.
So, and then we come into tonight's game with two pitchers that can hit as well, Jake Arrieta and Madison Bumgarner. Saturday before the game, they were taking BP San Francisco, and Bumgarner hit, I think, two or three off the video board and left, and he hit one onto Waveland. To give you an idea of the sort of power that
he came in on Saturday as a pinch hitter.
He did?
Yeah.
He did. And he was earlier this season, they were playing an interleague game at an AL park, and they decided to forego the designated hitter and just leave him in the lineup to hit. So that's the sort of hitting quality a pitcher Madison Bumgarner is. And they talked about that yesterday. The Arrieta said about Bumgarner, he treated him just like any other positional player when he's at the plate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's like 178 or something like that. I was looking him up over the weekend because I was thinking it's not a great hitter, but it's better than any other pitcher, right? Pitchers generally not so
good.
And he's got power.
It's the power that scares you. It's the average. I think you can sort of overlook that because they don't get a ton of at bats anyway. So a couple bad games, it's going to hurt their average. But that's sort of another interesting little tidbit. two pitchers that can hit it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, that'll be a lot
incredible.
Of fun.
Have you seen a lot of Cubs fans out there, Kevin? I mean, as you look
not
around,
not one.
Oh no!
And I don't know. I don't think necessarily.
Hold on. Don't wait. Hold on. Are you staying? at or near the where the Cubs are staying?
I'm not, but I went there last night, lingering around Union Square. I was there today.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to linger.
And I lingered. Yeah. I lingered.
Not in that weird way that Trump did it in the debate. behind people as they're talking. Don't do that. But,
I was walking up behind people and whispering into their ear, are you a Cubs fan?
That's a much, I got to tell you something, people. If you were in Trump's head, what he was thinking last night, let me just think, you know, that's a much better keister than I thought it was going to be.
God.
All right. So anyway,
still trying to track them down, but I'm sure they're filing. Yeah. And we're still a while away from opening pitch here.
Is there still a lot of traffic around there?
I don't. Can you look it up for me?
Can you try to get her into the party room tonight? Is there a party room in San Francisco that she can get into?
Hop on a flight now, Violetta, and I'll do my best to get you in there.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
She's still upset. Did you get in the party room on Saturday night?
No, I didn't. I tried. They closed the gate where the players come out to go to the buses.
Right.
I am the reason they had to close one of those gates because I partially got my way in there, and then someone noticed, and then I got out of there.
Well, I was walking out of the stadium, and I'm looking and go, who is that? And it's this. I see a girl holding her camera, like waiting for the players to walk out. I'm going, that's Violetta.
I'm in between the gate, and then I'm like, oh, Kevin, hey, can you get me in here?
I'm like, oh, boy.
There's a couple things this show is actually going to be responsible for before it's all said and done.
You're right.
You guys are responsible for the curse, not me.
Well, the goat, we tried to get the goat into the building here, Murphy the goat, and they wouldn't let him in. So well, I had to go interview the goat out on the street, and now I'm having an allergic reaction.
Did you hear about that, Kev? Can you believe that? They wouldn't let the goat in.
I heard you guys talking about that. I would tell that goat to avoid Wrigleyville, because as Violetta learned over the weekend,
there's some sausage, goat sausage going around.
Yeah.
Some bad goat sausage? There's some bad goats. They're bad goat sausage, people!
But that goat
They're trying to eat the curse away.
Right. I can't believe they didn't let him in the building.
I don't either. I mean, I was wondering, we were trying every which way we could.
I feel like we need to stop talking about it, though, because I feel like if something bad happens, people might start blaming the Roe Contra with Anna DeVantis.
Thanks for bringing that up, Anna. What's your name?
Violetta, not Anna.
Thanks for bringing that up, former traffic reporter of the Roe Contra.
I'm going to be the first one to leave if you guys are the curse.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll be the first one to go. That is for sure. It is not us. It is the building that wouldn't do it. I still interviewed the goat. We did the right thing. We tried to break the curse. You got to look at that. Just imagine I'm Kellyanne Conway and responding to your stupid allegation. Mm-hmm. All right.
See you on Twitter.
Okay. Hey, stay right there, Kevin. Don't move. You're in the ballpark right now?
I am. Right behind home plate in the press box. Oh. No big deal.
What are these games not going to do?
What's that?
What are these games not going to do? They're not going to cover themselves. That is on Kevin's business card. These games don't cover themselves.
Someone's got to be here.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Kevin, our sportsman.
Thanks, Kev.
In San Francisco with our beloved Chicago Cubs.